Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Years ago, I sat down for tea and crumpets with Ken, an acquaintance who had spent time in prison. There was a chessboard at our table, and midway through our crumpets, I said, "Hey, let's play." He shook his head. "I was the undisputed champ in jail," he said. "No one could touch me." I said, "You're bluffing. Besides, I'm amazing. Let's go." Now, please understand that my knowledge of chess is similar to my knowledge of knitting. I know the little guys march forward, the horses gallop in an L shape, and those bishop guys roam diagonally, I think, and there's a king and a queen in there someplace. That was it. So I pushed a pawn forward thinking, I wonder how many moves it takes to lose. What's the world record? Confidently, my friend nudged one of his pawns onward. I lifted a horse, which I now know is a knight, and trotted forward as if I knew where I was going. This continued for 6 or 7 moves until my friend stopped, scratched his head, and said, "No way! Impossible!" And so it was that I dethroned the reigning prison chess champ without knowing how. During World War II, the Nazis stormed into Holland. Jewish chess club members in Amsterdam were forbidden from playing this classic strategy game. Johann van Hulst was chairman of the club. When an SS officer walked in wanting to join, he thought quickly, "Are you a Christian?" he asked. "You have to be a member of our Christian community too, you know." The officer turned and left. But soon the Nazis were arresting Jews at an alarming rate, so van Hulst hatched a daring plan. He was director of a Christian seminary next to a nursery. It was used as the last stop for Jewish children sent to concentration camps. The plan was simple but treacherous. Documents were falsified, and children secretly handed over a hedge to van Hulst. Next, resistance groups smuggled them right under the noses of the German troops. He said it was incomprehensible and miraculous that the Nazis never noticed. With the nursery about to be shut down, he was asked, "How many more can you smuggle out?" "That was the most difficult day of my life," he said. "Imagine, knowing those left behind would die. I took 12 with me. Later on, I asked myself, why not 13? Israel's prime minister told him, "We say those who save one life save a universe. You saved hundreds of universes." Still, van Hulst admitted, "All I really think about is the things I couldn't do, the few thousand children I wasn't able to save." Sentenced to death by the Nazis in 1945, van Hulst escaped and lived to be 107, an extraordinary Christian, willing to lay down his life for others. Though van Hulst is credited with helping rescue between 500 and 1,000 children, he was haunted by what he could not do. Sidney Harris wrote, "Regret for the things we did can be tempered by time. It is regret for the things we did not do that is inconsolable." Yet, whatever our story, there is consolation for us today. When Satan reminds you of all you've done or left undone, remind him of what Jesus has done for you. Philippians 3:13 tells us to forget the past and look forward to what lies ahead, to press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. By the way, Johann van Hulst won a prestigious chess tournament at the age of 99. It's a good thing he wasn't playing me.
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across the U.S. and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're prayerfully looking to raise $125,000 by June 30th. Give today at laughagain.us or call 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.